Hey friends, welcome back to The Morning Mindset. I hope you are ready, just like I am, to get your mind aligned with the truth of God's Word. If you're new to The Morning Mindset, you just heard what we're all about. Welcome. We're glad that you're here. Today, I have a question for you to begin with. Have you ever heard a person say that someone else is larger than life? Do you know what that means? Well, isn't that person trying to express that that person really is this powerful personality, that they are big, they are bold, they are brash, they're someone you just can't help but notice? Well, I want us to be thinking about that as we get into our study today, because we are looking at the fact that we are called to live a life that is the size of our calling. So you talk about larger than life. We've been called into the kingdom of heaven. So what does that look like? We're going to get into that in just a moment. Before we do, I want to acknowledge our daily sponsor for today's episode. It's David from Ohio, who listens every morning. And David is sponsoring an episode every month just because he supports what we're doing here at The Morning Mindset. So thank you for that, David. If you're interested in being a daily sponsor, you can go to morningmindsetmedia.com/daily sponsor to find out more. And it's important to me, and I hope it's important to you, that we ask God to help us as we endeavor to understand what He's written in His Word. So let's pray real briefly and ask Him to do that. Lord, as we dig into Ephesians chapter 4 again, and we are looking at this section where Paul is describing the kind of life we should live, we want You to open our minds and our hearts in ways they have not been opened before. Show us something new and strong and vibrant that You're calling us to, and give us the power of Your Spirit to obey what You teach us. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, friends, as we continue this Christian behavior series here in Ephesians chapter 4, we looked yesterday at the Apostle Paul's willingness to become imprisoned for the sake of Jesus. And we saw that as an example of us being willing to give our lives, to give our very selves for the cause of Jesus Christ. But we're going to continue reading today. We're going to see how he exhorts us to live in light of his example. He says, "I therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called." Now we're going to stop there because that is a massively big and important statement. Now I think the reason Paul points out that he is a prisoner of the Lord is that he's wanting his readers to understand he is not a hypocrite. He's not telling them to do something he's unwilling to do himself. In fact, he has given everything and is in prison at the very moment he writes this letter. And so what he tells them to do is to walk, and that's another word for live. It's the way you're to live. Walk in a manner, so he's talking about the type of living we do, that is worthy of the calling to which you have been called. So we have a problem right here. If we don't know what the calling is to which we've been called, then we're going to have a hard time living up to that. We're going to have a hard time living in a manner worthy of it. So let's just unpack that for a moment. What is the calling to which we've been called? Well, Jesus himself said it this way. He said, "If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." So friends, our calling is to follow the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, the one who came to this earth and gave himself for us to redeem mankind, to set the sinful bent of this world straight, to redeem everything to the glory of his Father. Now, friends, I don't know about you, but to me, that feels like a larger than life kind of a calling, doesn't it? It feels like something so far beyond my ability, so far beyond my skill to live a life that is worthy of that sort of an endeavor. And yet, that's what Jesus and here the Apostle Paul are calling us to do. And it's going to require faith. It's going to require trust that what Jesus calls us to do, he will empower us to do. And we know that that's true because Jesus himself taught in the book of John, chapters 14, 15, and 16, he taught how that's to happen. It's through the power of the Holy Spirit who literally dwells within us. Now, don't ask me to explain that to you. I don't quite understand all the ins and outs of that, but I know that God himself has committed himself to live in us and to equip us for this high calling. So friends, I want to encourage you, live the size of your calling today. Make your life one that demonstrates the goodness of God, both through your effort and also through your dependence on the Holy Spirit to empower your efforts. Lord Jesus, wherever my brothers and sisters are, in the workplace, in the home, in the community today, maybe even in government offices, wherever they are, Lord, I ask you to empower them to live a life the size of their calling. That's a magnificent vision. I pray you to embed that in each of our hearts and minds. And Lord, motivate us, energize us, give us a new burst of unction from your Spirit that we can live powerfully in your name and for your glory. We're asking you to do this in your powerful name. Well, friends, that is a wrap for this episode of The Morning Mindset. If you would like to know more about what it means to be a Christian and how to become a Christian, you can go to morningmindsetmedia.com/meetjesus to find out more. That link is in the description for this episode. I also want to remind you to check out our episode sponsor. You'll find a link to their information in the description of this episode. Right there, you'll also find out how you can become a daily sponsor of The Morning Mindset. You can do so anonymously, in memory of someone, or simply to let others know you support The Morning Mindset. Go to morningmindsetmedia.com/daily sponsor.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.